This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, and with a lot happening in our national politics, we turn to one of our political experts and the author of the daily newsletter called So What? Independent news creator on Substack, YouTube, and Newsphere. It is Chris Saliza with us on KMOX. He joins us every Monday. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing okay. And at the moment, the economy is not in a recession, but you've seen many people. There was just the billionaire Dario the other day who said he's envisioning something worse than a recession happening to us. The White House today said that is 100% not going to happen. So that was the Economic Council advisor who said that. So, you know, as we sit here at this moment, so much uncertainty, what is the feeling right now in Washington as far as where we are headed?
Well, I think that's the problem. I think uncertainty is the watchword, right? I think people don't know. And when I say people, I mean average Joe. I mean political professionals. I mean heads of companies and elected officials. I mean, I think it kind of goes all the way up and down the chain. I'm not sure anyone knows. I mean, look, I'll give you one very small example. On Friday, the Trump administration announced that semiconductors and some other things that are used in cellular telephones would be exempt from tariffs. But then on Air Force One on Sunday night, Donald Trump said, no, we're going to tariff semiconductors. It's going to happen very soon. That's within a 48-hour period. And I know we've talked about this before on air, which is, I think that everyone just wants some certainty. Now, if Donald Trump puts a 20% across the board tariff on everything from every one of our trading partners, I think companies are not going to be happy about that, but they would have an ability to plan for it. And I think what you have right now is a ton of ambiguity, a ton of back and forth. I mean, Donald Trump has gone back and forth on tariffs at least 4 times since he's been in office. I think it might be more than that, but the floor is a 4-time back and forth. I just think that level of uncertainty makes people really, really, they're skeptical. They don't know sort of how to plan. They don't know what to think. And I think that includes the stock market. I think it includes sort of how average people are assessing how Donald Trump is doing in terms of the pandemic. His numbers on that are way down. And I just think he would benefit and the country would benefit from
Oh, are you there, Chris? We lost you for a second, Chris.
Issue.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You said
that was when I made my. I was making my best point. I was just going to say. I was going to say very quickly. I think that what the country, whether it's companies, whether it's elected officials, whether it's the average person, would benefit from, is some clarity about where we are rowing for the next 2 or 3 months, and we don't have that.
Yeah, Chris. To your point about the back and forth, about a 145% reciprocal tariffs on China, then the announcement being made that smartphones, computers, and electronics would be exempted, and then going back on that and saying, well, they won't really be exempted. The back and forth is what's so confusing. But what I think exacerbates it is that the defense for each decision, the defense for A, the defense for B, the defense for A, are always in terms of absolutes. Last week, Trump's Commerce Secretary defended the 145% reciprocal tariffs on China, including electronics, by arguing that they were going to reshore iPhone production back to America, and it would lead to, quote, the greatest resurgence of jobs in history. And then they cancel it and say, no, this is good. We're canceling it. It's not just the uncertainty. It's that each defense is it spoken of in absolutes and the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely. Trump, let's see, so he took off or paused most of the tariffs last Wednesday. Last Monday or Tuesday, about a week ago, he was on Truth Social saying, my policies will...
Let's see if we can put Chris on hold and see if we can reestablish a better connection. That happened a few times today.
It did. But Ranj, like I said, the uncertainty, the back and forth is frustrating. But what should make it completely unpalatable, untenable to people is the way that each position is defended in the strongest terms and then hours later is reversed.
Well, I think
so it's not, it is going to be the greatest resurgence of jobs in American history, or it's not. Because if it is, why did you reverse it hours later?
What the White House might want to do, and this is just from a maybe just an optics standpoint, is have one person who speaks on it. Don't have Lutnick do it and then Hassett do it and then Bessin do it. I mean, you're having all these different people. And a lot of times there is a different message that comes out. So they're not all on the same page. It might help to just have one person handle all of it. And Chris Saliza is back with us. Chris, yeah, we apologize for that. We're having a bit of a connection issue.
I think it's my end. I am not moving. I am standing stock still until the end of this interview.
Is it possible? And Amy and I were just talking about this. And is it possible that maybe the White House just needs to have one voice that speaks on this as opposed to different people who have different ideas?
Well, I mean, yes, of course, Chris, that's exactly what they need. The problem is that is not how Donald Trump does business, right? I mean, it's he sets policy, but he often does it on a whim. And so you have people kind of within his administration reacting to things he says that contradict what he said 2 days ago. And the other problem that you have with having one voice is there are two very clear factions within this White House that Donald Trump knew about, and he's kind of kept both of them on the line. So you have the Peter Navarro and Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, who are very pro-tariff, and then you have Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, Elon Musk, you know, and a bunch of other people who are like, maybe not. And so I think the problem is, it's like, yes, you want to speak with one voice, but whose voice? And if it is Donald Trump's voice, well, that's a pretty inconsistent voice based on what we've heard over the last 2.5 months. And I think, look, that's always been a challenge for messaging and communicating out of a Trump White House. It was a problem in the first term. It's going to be a problem in the second term, which is he is utterly changeable. He is someone who he's constantly looking for deals. He's constantly looking for leverage points. And that makes it hard to say we're going to consistently say this thing for the next 3 months. He doesn't do that. And that makes it impossible for anyone below him to do it.
Chris, there was a Cato Institute poll that came out this summer leading up to the election that I think really is illustrative of this bizarre situation we're in now when it comes to jobs in America and outsourcing jobs and which jobs do Americans want. So in this poll, respondents were asked, America would be better off if more people worked in manufacturing. 80% of Americans agree America would be better off if more people worked in manufacturing. 20% disagree. Then they had to ask or respond to another statement. I would be better off if I worked in a factory. 73% of people disagree and 25% of Americans agree, which means that manufacturing is an American dream, but it's not
for
my
me.
Dream.
Right.
That's right. Can't someone else do it? That's always
exactly.
My favorite. Homer Simpson ran for sanitation commissioner of Springfield in The Simpsons on the can't someone else do it slogan. I always thought, what a brilliant way to run for office. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the problem. You know, and Amy, by the way, on that 80%, do you think we should have more manufacturing jobs in the U.S.? I think people like the idea of it. I think if you said, oh, well, how would we do it?
Yeah.
79.9999% of the people who said that they want to have it would be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
not me.
That's sort of the issue. It's like, I do think people have a bit of a rose-colored glasses view of, well, remember when we made everything here? Yes, we did at one time do that. I would also argue we didn't have airplane travel. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have global connectivity. We didn't have Amazon. It feels to me a little bit, and I wonder about this, if Donald Trump is kind of trying to put the genie back in the bottle on all of this, which is like, you know, okay, when was America last great? He's offered different answers on that, but he says, you know, his usual answer is the 80s. Okay, well, you know, that's almost 50 years ago, and I don't know that we could go back to the 80s even if we wanted to, and it feels like some of his policies are aimed at trying to do that. It's like, okay, well, let's say we try to rebuild the manufacturing sector. Is that something companies are going to do? Are people, to exactly your point, Amy, are there going to be people who want those jobs? And gosh, it feels to me like the answer to that is probably no. You know, you kind of always want to go back to a golden age that existed in your mind, and you never can. And if you did go back, you probably realize that golden age wasn't as golden as you remember it. So I'm very skeptical, even if Trump's sort of vision for these tariffs, and that vision is changeable, but vision for that tariffs goes through, I'm not convinced that we're kind of like back in the 80s, you know, Bruce Springsteen singing with a bandana in his pocket again. You know, like I'm just very skeptical that's going to happen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something like, I don't know if it was 140, I think that was the number, or around there, of Democratic Congress people are putting together an effort. They want some sort of investigation on whether or not people cashed in during that dip last mm-hmm. week in the stock market,
yep.
and then that sharp rise that happened. And we know some people did make a lot of money off that. And furthermore, there has always been this underlying effort to prevent people in Congress from being able to trade individual stocks as it is. Will that gain more life now after what happened last week?
Probably not, even though I think it's a, you know, Chris, I think it's a giant kind of loophole that members of Congress are still able to do this. I think people don't pay enough attention to it. We've seen it on both sides of the aisle. This is one of the more egregious examples of it, but this is also not new. It is to me a form of insider trading where they may not get a tip like, oh, this is going to happen. But every day they're in committee hearings, they're talking to companies. It's, you know, even a little bit of information, even an inkling, I think has an effect. I don't think they should be allowed to trade stocks at all. I think we do that in lots of places where the job that you have means that there are certain rights that you give up, you know, just to be in a job like that. But remember, who would need to pass something to regulate it? Just want to do that. Congress, by and large, right? They want to pay lip service to it. But when rubber meets road, do they want to do that? It's in the same line is that Congress votes their own cost of living increases. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, mm-hmm. it's like allowing you in your workplace to say, you know what, I deserve a raise this year. I don't know that many companies would survive if that was the case. But you know, people, unfortunately, and I really do mean this, unfortunately, people do not pay that close, the average person does not pay that close attention to the goings-on of Congress, particularly members of Congress's personal financial situations, and I think because there's not a lot of scrutiny, they will not feel compelled to act, and they won't do much. It passed as prologue.
Sign up for Chris's newsletter. It's called So What? He is an independent news creator. You can see him on Substack, YouTube, and Newsphere. You've probably seen him in the past in the Washington Post and on CNN. Chris Ciliza, as always, we love talking to you, and we will do this again Monday.
And I will make sure I have now found a spot in my home that I believe ensures great
reception,
cellular telephone yeah. connection. So I will not move. I will
never
be
leave
here
it.
Next Monday.
Yeah, stay there until Monday.
That's my plan.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, y'all.
Chris Ciliza with us every Monday at 11 o'clock here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.